Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Friday, May 22nd. South Carolina's unemployment rate soared to a level never seen in more than 40 years of reporting as the coronavirus wiped out nearly half the state's restaurant, tourism, and other hospitality jobs. A report from the state's jobless agency says South Carolina's unemployment rate was 12.1% in April. It was 3.2% in March. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 8 p.m. for most of the upstate and Midlands as strong, gusty thunderstorms with some hail cross through the upstate into the Midlands. Meteorologist Ray Hawthorne says the storms are likely to hang on until shortly after sunset.
Daytime heating and an upper air disturbance are supplying the energy for these storms. I expect the storms to get as far as the PD around sunset before gradually weakening or moving offshore before midnight.
Ray says this latest round of storms should be moving fast enough to prevent widespread additional flooding, but that a few isolated locations could receive another 1 to 2 inches of rain, with the most persistent storms this evening. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms are possible over the upcoming holiday weekend. Flood warnings continue for numerous rivers across South Carolina following days of rain. Worst is the PD River at Sherrod, where moderate flooding is occurring now, but major flooding is forecast tomorrow. Moderate flooding has also been reported at the Congaree River at Carolina Eastman and the Wateree River at Lake Wateree, affecting Fairfield, Kershaw, and Lancaster counties. Meantime, minor flooding is occurring and is forecast at the Santee River near Jamestown, the Congaree River at Congaree National Park Gadsden, the Saluda River at Chapels, and the Ennery River at Whitmire. Most rivers are forecast to crest within the next 24 to 72 hours. A former Lowcountry police officer serving time for shooting an unarmed man as he fled now wants this conviction and sentence overturned. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
In court documents, Michael Slager contends his plea and sentencing counsel were constitutionally ineffective. He says they failed to present evidence that could have helped his case. Defense attorney Andy Savage says he considers the outcome of the former North Charleston officer's case the most unjust result of any case that he has ever handled, and is more than happy to accept responsibility in hopes Slager gets the relief he says he rightfully deserves. Slager pleaded guilty to violating Walter Scott's civil rights when he shot the unarmed man to death following a 2015 traffic stop. He appealed before the U.S. Supreme Court, but it refused to hear his case. Michael Slager is serving 20 years in a Colorado federal prison. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen for South Carolina Public Radio.
And authorities say a police officer in western South Carolina shot and killed a man with a gun who first shot the officer's bulletproof vest during a struggle. Greenwood police say their officer was responding to a domestic violence call Thursday night when 60-year-old Willie Lee Quarles Sr. started fighting with the officer. Authorities say Quarles shot the officer, but the bullet was blocked by the protective vest. Then the officer fired back and killed Quarles. The officer was not seriously injured. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.